Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today we're starting this month's literature article, a three-day article about a book. And this month's book is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory by Roald Dahl. Have you read this book, Tiffany?
I have, and I really am a huge fan of this book and also the movie as well. What about you?
Yeah, I remember reading it as a kid. I've seen both movies. Mm-hmm. I guess there's the people of our age will have grown up with the Gene Wilder one.
Yes.
With all the songs and stuff like that. I know it was remade with Johnny Depp. Did you see that version?
I did, but I didn't really enjoy it that much, to be honest. But it was kind of cool.
Yeah, it wasn't quite as good. It wasn't quite as memorable. Whereas the other movie has lived on and people will still watch it and remember it, the new one didn't quite have the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy Roald Dahl's other books?
Actually, I really do. I remember I read James and the Giant Peach.
Yep.
One of my favorite ones was The Witches.
Yes, I like The Witches. I liked Matilda a lot.
Yes.
And George's Marvelous Medicine.
Mm.
I just thought it was really funny for some reason. It's quite a short one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as in a lot of Roald Dahl's books, there's some funny stuff going on, but there's some lessons that he uses his stories to tell as well. Let's read through day one and find out what this one is all about.
Reading.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie Bucket's family was very poor. Seven people lived together in a tiny old house. His four grandparents all had to share a bed, while his mother looked after them. Meanwhile, the only job his father could get was clearing snow off the neighbor's sidewalks. Though they put a brave face on their problems, their lives were very hard. Close to Charlie's house was a huge chocolate factory. It was owned by the chocolate genius, Willy Wonka. Years ago, Wonka fired all his employees to protect his secrets. Since that day, the chocolate became better and better. The gates of the factory never opened, and no one seemed to work there. Charlie loved chocolate and often stood outside the gates, smelling the delicious scents. One day, Willy Wonka made an announcement. He would hide 5 golden tickets inside his chocolate bars. The 5 lucky people who found them would be invited to tour his chocolate factory. The hunt was on.
So the article starts off by saying, Charlie Bucket's family was very poor. So Charlie Bucket, this is the hero, the main character of the story. We don't mention it here, but he is a kid. He must be 10, 11, 12, mm-hmm. So something like that.
Yeah, I remember he's around 9 or 10 years old.
Something, yeah.
Yeah. Next, the article says, 7 people lived together in a tiny old house. So remember, they don't have a lot of money, so their whole family is squeezed together in a very small and old house.
Yeah, we'll see just how squeezed they are together in this next sentence, which is, his 4 grandparents all had to share a bed while his mother looked after them. So there's 4 grandparents, these 4 old people, they all just sleep in one single, not even that big bed.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember, I think it's Grandpa Joe and Grandma Georgina, and then Grandpa George and Uncle and Aunt George, Grandma Georgina, something like that. Mm-hmm. They've all got sort of names like that.
Very similar names too.
That's right. Yeah. Isn't it odd that a guy called Joe marries a woman called Josephine and George marries a woman called Georgina? These things do happen though.
Mm-hmm.
But we also, in that sentence, saw the phrase looked after. If you look after someone, you take care of someone who can't do so themselves, either because they are too old, too young, or too sick. So you make sure they're okay, you make sure they have enough to eat, and so on.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next the article says, meanwhile, the only job his father could get was clearing snow off the neighbor's sidewalks. So we can see that his dad doesn't really make a lot of money as well, and that he's not a very, we can say, he doesn't work in an office.
No, he's not successful.
Mm-hmm. So we first see the word here, meanwhile, which is our vocabulary word. It's spelled M-E-A-N-W-H-I-L-E, meanwhile. It's an adverb and it means at the same time. So we learn that Charlie's mom looks after the four grandparents, and at the same time, his father works this job of clearing off the snow from the neighbor's sidewalks. We can also use it in a sentence like this. You cut the vegetables. Meanwhile, I'll start cooking. So at the same time, I'll start cooking while you are cutting the vegetables.
Mm-hmm. So this clearing snow job, I've thought of another reason why that's bad. He can only really do it in the winter.
Yeah.
Maybe he clears leaves in the fall or other things, but it's not much of a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article then says, though they, that's the family, though they put a brave face on their problems, their lives were very hard. Okay, here's an interesting phrase, to put a brave face on something. It is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a short break and listen to find out how we can use this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
I'm surprised, but also glad that you're over Zach already.
What makes you think that? I still cry myself to sleep at night.
But you were laughing and joking with everyone at the party yesterday. When you and Zach saw each other, you two acted like nothing was wrong.
I was just putting a brave face on the situation.
You mean you drew that smile on your face? How did you do it?
To put a brave face on something means to behave in a way that makes people think you are happy when you are not.
Oh, I get it. To put a brave face on something means 强颜欢笑, 对, 点点点, 装出蛮不在乎的样子. Are you okay, Angeline?
I'm just thinking about Zach. Everyone said we were perfect for each other.
I'm sure there's someone out there better for you. Don't be too sad.
You're right. I'm going to go out and find my Mr. Right. Talk to you later.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. We just heard there, to put a brave face on something is to try to show that a bad situation is not affecting you, or it's not as bad as it seems, or you are trying to find the positives in a bad situation. So even though their lives are very difficult, they don't have a lot to eat, they try to be happy, they try to not be too sad or too angry or too disappointed. They try and find all the good things, like what Charlie gets up to and the fact that they get to spend time together, and they think, well, it could be even worse than it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's continue reading. It says, close to Charlie's house was a huge chocolate factory.
Wow, this is where it gets interesting. And we find out that it, the factory, was owned by the chocolate genius Willy Wonka. Now, a genius is an extremely clever or talented person. So if someone's very smart, we call them a genius. And we can also use another noun as a modifier to show what a person is really clever with. So here we've got a chocolate genius, who is someone who can do amazing things with chocolate. We could also use the phrase a musical genius, and that would be someone who has an amazing ability with music.
Like you?
No, not at all. I am not. I'm about as far from musical genius as you can get.
All right, so let's continue reading. Next, the article says, years ago, Wonka fired all his employees to protect his secrets. Okay, because Willy Wonka, he created all this chocolate for people and they became very, very popular. But he didn't want the secrets of making the chocolate to go out because, of course, you know, if people know your secrets, then you kind of lose that kind of specialness about you, specialty about you.
Yeah, everyone would be able to make the same chocolate and no one would think he's a genius. In the story, it goes into detail about different chocolate factories spying on him and finding out how he makes his cool stuff. Right. So he fires everyone.
Yeah, and to fire someone, here it's a verb, it means to let go of someone from a job or to dismiss them from the job or the position. So, for example, we can say she had to fire John because he wasn't doing a good job.
Yeah, you usually fire someone if they've done something really bad or if they've made a big mistake or if they're just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, he fired his employees. An employee, look out for that double E, E-M-P-L-O-Y-E-E, is a person who works at a company or who works for another person. It's different from employer, which is Y-E-R at the end. So an employee works for an employer. Here's an example sentence. There are around 300 employees at this company.
Right. And we also saw another vocabulary word here. We saw the word protect. P-R-O-T-E-C-T, protect. And it's a verb and it means to keep someone or something from being lost, hurt, or etc. So here, Willy Wonka is trying to protect a secret. He's trying to keep the secret from going out. We can also say you want to protect your privacy so you don't post photos on Facebook or online. So privacy is basically like your private life, your information. You want to keep that life or that part of your life out of the public's eye.
Yep. So you use passwords to protect your accounts and stuff like that.
We can also use protect in a sentence like this. We can say, you should wear sunscreen to protect your skin from the sun.
Okay, now this is interesting. So he's fired all his workers. There's nobody who works there. But, the article says, since that day, the chocolate became better and better. So what he's saying is even though there are no more workers, the chocolate actually improves. It gets better and better. It just, wow, how is he making all of this stuff by himself? How did it get better? Now he has no workers.
So then the article says, the gates of the factory never opened and no one seemed to work there. Because remember, all of the employees are gone. Nobody's working there anymore. The article or the story also says that the gates of the factory were never opened. Now, a gate is also a vocabulary word, and it's spelled G-A-T-E, gate. And it's a noun, and it's like an object, like a wall or a fence that has a door that opens and closes. So usually we put a gate on the outside of a house or a building to keep it even more safe. So, for example, we can also say he had to go through the gate before entering the main building.
Okay, so obviously the factory is still producing lots of chocolate. People can still buy it, but the gates never open. No one works there. As a line from the story says, no one comes in and no one comes out.
Ooh.
So what is going on? It's a bit of a mystery. Now, Charlie, the article says, Charlie loved chocolate and often stood outside the gates smelling the delicious scents. Okay, scent is spelled S-C-E-N-T. The C is a silent letter. And the word scent means a smell, usually a nice one that you can recognize and identify. You know what it is, basically. So here we mean the scent or smells of chocolate being made. Now, another example would be to think of when you stand near a bread shop or bakery and you can smell that fresh bread coming out of the oven. You often stop and you smell because it's such a nice scent. The same is true if you stand outside a kitchen and the scent of the cooking food is coming out of the kitchen. It's a lovely smell. So these are all scents, and you can recognize them for what they are. As soon as you smell them, you go, aha, that's baking bread. You know, that is garlic being fried. That is the smell of fresh pizza or something like that. You know what it is, and you can name it.
Or like perfume as well.
Yeah, some perfumes, in fact, are called scents.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say, okay, that one is, you know, could be fresh flowers, or that one smells like this particular kind of tree or something like that.
Yeah, or flowers or something like that. Okay, let's continue reading. And the story, it says, one day, Willy Wonka made an announcement. So this is quite exciting because for many years, Willy Wonka was, you know, by himself. His factory, his chocolate factory was kept a secret. So this announcement made people very excited. So announcement is also our vocabulary word. It's a long word. It's spelled A-N-N-O-U-N-C-E. M-E-N-T, announcement. It's a formal and public statement about a fact or about something that happened. So Willy Wonka probably wants to tell us about something that happened, or maybe he can make an announcement about a new candy or chocolate that he made. We can also use it in a sentence like this. Tom and Sarah made an announcement to their friends. They're getting married.
Yeah, so that's an official thing. It's them saying, yes, I know everybody's been asking and talking. Here's the real facts. Yes, we're going to get married. Governments make a lot of announcements, or companies, because they're saying something in the news. This is our official public statement about what's happening. So this is Willy Wonka's announcement. He would hide 5 golden tickets inside his chocolate bars. Okay, so he's got all these millions of chocolate bars coming out of the factory, and inside just 5 of them, when you were to open the wrapping, you would see one of these 5 golden tickets. But what does that mean?
Yeah, what are the tickets for? The story says the 5 lucky people who found them would be invited to tour his chocolate factory.
Wow.
That's very exciting.
That is fantastic because, of course, no one has ever been inside. So he's kind of saying, I'm going to open it, but just to 5 lucky people.
Yeah, because remember, he closed it all off. He wanted to protect his secrets. And now he's giving 5 lucky people the chance to actually go inside of this chocolate factory. And this is where the story gets really exciting.
Have you ever been inside a chocolate factory?
Actually, no.
You're missing out.
Imagine all the chocolate that I can sample and taste.
I can, because I have.
Oh,
when
which
I was
one?
About 9 years old, we went on a school trip to the Cadbury's factory.
Wow.
Cadbury's is known around the world for being very good chocolate, and we went there when we were kids. So,
wow, you must have been very excited.
Oh my goodness, I can't tell you how much free stuff I ate, cheap chocolate we bought. It was one of the best school trips you can ever imagine going on.
That's so really cool.
Yeah, it was great. And so I can imagine how excited everyone would be when they found out that everyone could go inside this chocolate factory, which has been making the world's best candy for so long, to find out all about it, what's going on, get the free samples and so on. So the article, or this part of the article, finishes by saying the hunt was on. So here we're using the word hunt as a noun, H-U-N-T. And a hunt is a search for something, and it's often an organized search where people work together or lots of people are looking for something. We can use the word hunt to mean when an animal is chased down by people on horses, perhaps. But here we mean just when lots of people are looking for something. And we use it with the phrase is on, the hunt is on, to mean the hunt is beginning. That's what's happening. We could also say the hunt is on for the golden tickets, and just add a few more words. Hunt, of course, is also a verb. You can hunt for something, which is exactly what these people are doing. So here we've got a noun, and here's another example sentence for a noun. The whole family took part in the hunt for Dad's missing car keys.
So I can imagine just how everybody would want to, you know, buy chocolate and try to get the tickets and to see if they can get the chance to get into that factory.
Exactly. I mean, it's a great way to market your stuff. He'll probably make loads of money selling all these extra chocolates anyway. Well, we'll have to find out who gets the tickets and how it came about tomorrow, because that's the end of day one. So it's time for our For You chat question. So our question is, what are some of your favorite and least favorite smells?
Ooh, this is an interesting question.
Okay, well, what have you got?
Okay, well, I really do like floral scents.
Mm-hmm.
I do like florally perfumes. Jasmine is a really nice smell.
Okay, and something you hate?
Something I've found out that I really don't like is something called patchouli. Have you heard of that before?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I think it's a kind of spice. I'm not too sure. But it's a very, very strong and spicy smell.
Okay.
So I'm not too keen on that.
Do you like spicy food?
Not really.
No, okay.
I can eat a little bit of a little bit spicy food, but then not too much.
Okay.
What about you?
I really love the smell of freshly cut grass.
Mm.
It just speaks to me of summer and it's time to get outside and start playing football, soccer, out in the park or whatever. So the smell of cut grass is one of my favorites. A smell that I can't stand at all.
Body odor.
Well, yes, but I think that goes for everyone. A more unusual one for me is bananas.
Bananas, really?
There's something in the smell of bananas that really puts me off.
So you don't like eating bananas at all?
I don't eat them at all, no. And if somebody else is eating one near me, then I usually have to kind of turn away and put my nose in my cup of coffee for a bit, just because I can explain it scientifically. We're not going to go into the details of it, but it's a strong smell and it's one that I just don't like.
Yeah, everyone's different, I think.
Everyone's got their smells that they do or don't like, and they'll be completely different for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is the end of day one of our article, but join us again tomorrow to find out about the hunt for the golden tickets. Bye for now.
Yeah, bye.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie Bucket's family was very poor. 7 people lived together in a tiny old house. His 4 grandparents all had to share a bed, while his mother looked after them. Meanwhile, the only job his father could get was clearing snow off the neighbors' sidewalks. Though they put a brave face on their problems, their lives were very hard. Close to Charlie's house was a huge chocolate factory. It was owned by the chocolate genius, Willy Wonka. Years ago, Wonka fired all his employees to protect his secrets. Since that day, the chocolate became better and better. The gates of the factory never opened, and no one seemed to work there. Charlie loved chocolate and often stood outside the gates, smelling the delicious scents. One day, Willy Wonka made an announcement. He would hide 5 golden tickets inside his chocolate bars. The 5 lucky people who found them would be invited to tour his chocolate factory. The hunt was on.
Vocabulary review. Meanwhile, Frank was watching TV in the living room. Meanwhile, Vera was reading a book in the garden. Employee. The employees at this company get 1 hour for their lunch break. Protect. This helmet will protect your head when you ride your bike. Gate. The farmer opened the gate to let the cows out of the field. Announcement. The boss is going to make a big announcement later today. Hunt. It's a tradition in some countries to have an egg hunt on Easter Sunday.